WTAW News Time is 6:06 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police officers were involved in a standoff yesterday afternoon with a juvenile with a knife threatening to harm himself and his father. This was outside their home on Strasburg Circle off Barron Road in the Southern Plantation subdivision. The young man eventually set the knife down. Then he was arrested for aggravated assault and transported to the juvenile detention center. A College Station police officer with red lights and siren going was hit yesterday at the Walmart entrance off Texas Avenue south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Witnesses say the other driver had their line of sight blocked by a semi and trailer attempting to make a left turn onto Texas. The driver was waved ahead, but in doing so, struck the passenger side of the patrol car. The officer was not hurt, and the other driver refused medical treatment for minor injuries. And last week's death of an A&M student in a crash on Highway 21 near Cook's Point has led to a reminder to be well-rested before driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says fatigue driving is something college students should avoid.
You know, as these kids get ready to take their finals and stuff, they really need to take that extra day where they're at, get that extra sleep before they get on the road to wherever they need to go back to. Because I certainly do not want anything to happen to somebody to take the final and then fall asleep and then have a crash and serious bodily injury or possibly death.
Morgan says fatigue driving might have also played in a role in a crash on Highway 79 in Milam County where a school bus was hit. And if you live in South College Station and came home last night having to reset electrical devices, that's due to a power outage. College Station Utilities reports equipment at the Spring Creek substation detected a problem that resulted in 5,400 customers without electricity, according to the city's new power outage map. CSU employees spent the next hour out in the field redirecting power to the affected area. The original problem's cause remains under investigation. And a Bryan man has been arrested for the ninth time in 3 years. 21-year-old Ronnie James Lott was picked up Monday afternoon for illegal possession of two handguns. This began when Bryan police, patrolling a neighborhood north of the municipal golf course that had numerous burglaries, learned from a bystander that he saw someone outside a home that he'd not seen before. Lott was found outside a home on Truman Street. According to the arrest report, after Lott identified himself, the patrolman learned he had threatened to shoot an officer. That led to frisking Lott and finding a .38 and a .45 caliber handgun, along with a debit card belonging to a woman who had a protective order against him. According to jail records, Lott's arrests since June of 2010 included family assault, drug possession, and criminal trespass. And the Brazos County Health Department's investigating 8 cases of diarrheal illness related to E. coli infection. 5 cases have been confirmed with one particular strain of the bacteria. State officials are assisting to determine if there is a commonality, and if so, what actions should be taken to prevent further cases. County officials recommend anyone with signs or symptoms to seek medical care. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a list of warning signs and a link to the Centers for Disease Control for more information. And 14 members of the U.S. House and Senate paid a visit yesterday to a delegation in Washington from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they focused on reforming health care, taxes, and immigration.
We've talked to Democrats and Republicans, and I think that people, you know, believe we're on target with our agenda, that we're getting a lot of compliments on the fact that we're not up there really pushing things specifically for Bryan College Station as much as we are specifically trying to do things that will benefit the country.
Hickman says updates and question and answer sessions included House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. It's the second year Congressman Bill Flores arranged meeting space in the Capitol for the group sessions. Today, the chamber members will split into groups to catch the remaining 31 members of the Texas delegation they didn't see yesterday. And state and national law enforcement ceremonies to remember the fallen are including slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Last weekend, Sheriff Chris Kirk and the department's honor and color guards joined family members in Austin. Kirk says the Texas Peace Officers Memorial was very meaningful to all family members.
They got to interact with the other 24 officers' families that were honored here, and so there were services and functions that they participated in, and they got to really interact with others that suffered the same loss they did, and I heard them say that that was very comforting for them.
This Saturday, family members, along with the sheriff and the Color and Honor Guards, fly to Washington, D.C. for a national remembrance. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 63 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Fall Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully, so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Fall Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Fall Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you own a place in the country? If you do, you need to talk to W.E. Gibson Insurance about your farm and ranch insurance. Gibson is one of the leading agencies for farm and ranch insurance in this part of the country. So no matter if your place is 2 acres or 2,000 acres, W.E. Gibson has the expertise to insure it properly at the very best price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance for their farm and ranch insurance needs.
6:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds today, some occasional sunshine. Temperatures will be up to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy overnight, lows near 65. Lots of clouds tomorrow. We could have a shower or a thunderstorm come through, 75 to 80. A better chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. They may be strong, lows near 70. Friday will turn partly sunny. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs Friday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, fighting Texas Aggie softball, getting ready for the SEC tournament later on today. We've got an invitation. One of the players for A&M has an invitation to join the under-19 USA basketball team, and an interesting turn of events for Brazos Christian Baseball, getting a phone call late yesterday to advance.
Okay.
All that and more coming up with sports.
They didn't have to play, huh? Just answer the phone.
Pretty much.
Stay near the phone. A bog in New Orleans has become the final resting place for over a dozen cars.
Really?
Police found that out when they went to a large pond to look for a missing teacher who might have driven her car into the water. The search was complicated because there were 20 cars at the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
Police found the cars had been submerged in the bog for years, some covered with barnacles. They didn't find the woman's car. But that's a bit of a strange story, it would seem.
But did they find any? I was going to say, did they find anybody else?
Yeah, I don't. Is
Hoffa there?
I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, we'll have to go see if we can find some more out. But first of all, that's a pretty big bog to have 20 cars.
No kidding.
Deep enough that you would be able to have them submerged. I mean, again, and I don't know if they lined them all up around the bank and drove them in, or if there's some stacked on top of each other. But nonetheless, yeah, there could be some. Ooh, we could do like a movie. That could be like a teen movie, couldn't it? You know, where teens go and do stupid stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking.
I don't know. Are you planning to go into the teen movie business,
Well,
Scott?
I'm just saying, well, look.
Sounds sketchy. Heard of the Boggy Creek Monster.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's the Boggy Creek Ghost.
Yeah, let's see. A bunch of students decide to go out and party at night in a bog. What in the world could possibly go wrong? And, of course, they're so smart that, you ever notice that, you know, the girl always goes into the room that's dark by herself.
Naked.
Yeah, right.
She's generally naked.
Right, and you know, you wouldn't want to turn a light
no.
on, because you never do that when you're walking into a room where you've never been before.
Or
well,
at
sometimes
some
you don't know where the light switch is if you've never been in that room.
Well, that's
before.
That's possible too.
Or at some point the skinny dipping.
Something like
that. One of the two.
Skinny dipping in a bog just sounds pretty nasty on any
no
level.
Yes. Kidding.
Policemen in Oldham, England raided a man's home on alleged drug charges, and during the raid, a cage holding the suspect's pet hamster toppled over.
Oh.
Popped open.
Oh, no.
Hamster escaped. Dog in chase.
Oh.
Swallowed the hamster. Yeah. Dog's handler forced the dog to cough up the unfortunate hamster.
Wow.
Probably has some great stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hear about that dude named Jonah? Hey, I got one like that. Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I'm eating the Alpo from outside between his teeth while I'm in there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a handful of jokes about Rob Lowe, but I'm not going to tell them.
No, stop it. There's no, no. Stop it. Rob Lowe, I thought it was Richard Gere.
Him too.
Yo. All
right. Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, 618. News Talk 1620. WTAW. It's the 8th of May. It's VE Day. Anniversary of VE Day.
Victory in Europe.
You bet. It's a World Red Cross Day. On a lighter note, it's Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Hey, hey.
Yeah,
that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, there you go. It's Iris Day. I don't know if it's the flower or the person, but, you know.
Or your eyeball.
Or that's true. Could be that. I never thought about that. It's Receptionist Day.
So not to be confused with Professional Assistance
no,
Day.
No, because professional assistants maybe started as receptionists, but this is Receptionist Day. So remember, because they do a lot of stuff for you. And this one, I mean, I don't know if you can do it in a day, but it's a good thought. It's donate a day's wages to charity day. I don't know that a lot of us can go out there and just take today's money and give it all in one chunk, but, you know, maybe over a year.
If I can be the charity.
Yeah, there you go. And it's no socks day. Just say
woo-hoo!
You want to do that. All right, for birthdays.
Matthew Davis from the Vampire Hunter from Vampire Diaries is 35.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, he's about to
and his mole.
He's about to get married.
I believe you are correct.
Next week, huh?
I think so.
To Anna.
Yep.
Kournikova. We used to do, yeah, we do Anna, and one would say Korna, and the other would say Kobe.
Oh. But,
sorry, it's a long time ago. All right, go ahead.
He's 38.
Yep.
Melissa Gilbert from Little House is 49. Yeah. Ronnie Lott from the San Francisco 49ers and now does a commercial is 54.
Does a commercial?
Yeah, he does one with Joe Montana. I can't remember the commercial what it's for. Obviously, it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The the Skechers, right?
Is it may Skechers? Be entirely possible.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
Stephen Faust is 58.
That's
Dorfman.
Yeah, that's the Flounder.
Flounder, yep.
Yeah.
In Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Van Halen, who originally got a guitar. Eddie got the drums. Alex went, you know, I'm better at the drums. Alex said, you know, I can play the guitar. Or Eddie said, I can play the guitar a little better.
Yeah.
He's 60. Philip Bailey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of my favorites, 62. Gary Glitter.
Not one of your favorites.
No.
Yeah. Has not been doing good things lately.
Convicted pedophile, 69. Yeah. Tony Tennille from the Captain Anna, 73.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest guys ever, Don Rickles, 87.
Uh-huh.
And David Attenborough is 87 years old as well.
David Keith, an officer and a gentleman, and not much else.
No.
Hope he invested well. All right, that's it. 621.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
When you summarize some of the things that we knew prior to the last few days, for one thing, in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, the Libyan president said that it was obvious to him the attacks were related to Islamic militants and that the anti Islamic YouTube video, quote, had nothing to do with them. And that was before Susan Rice went on those five Sunday shows. And the Libyan president even told Ann Curry on NBC that based on the accuracy of the assault, that he believed the attackers must have had training and experience using the weapons. And as I was saying at the time, you don't show up to a demonstration, a spontaneous demonstration with a rocket-propelled grenade in your back pocket and just spontaneously pull it out.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Mother's Day is coming. Did you give your mom a hard time when you were growing up? Well, I know I did. I did a lot of pranks that seemed funny at the time, but it just made mom worry. Now, be like me. You can make it up to your mother this year by sending her Sherry's Berries. You get these giant, delicious, enormous, freshly dipped strawberries in white milk or dark chocolate from Sherry's Berries. Now, it's starting at only $19.99 in a beautiful gift box. That's over a 40% savings. All you need to do is go to Berries, Berries.com. Click on the radio microphone and type in my last name, Hannity. And by the way, you can double the berries for mom for just 10 bucks more. And you can do this for all the moms in your life, grandma, your mother-in-law, whoever. Now, I've sent these berries. I have to, as a matter of fact, send them to my wife each and every year because they're that good. There's only one way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal, 866-FRUIT-02, or just visit berries.com, Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Put in my name, Hannity. This offer ends on Thursday. Do it because you love mom.
Your carpets and floors are a large portion of your home investment. Keeping them clean increases their life and the value of your home. Advanced Carpet Cleaning is a fully insured and certified local company, cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile and grout since 1982. An annual professional cleaning will remove debris and residues that vacuums and rental equipment just can't reach. Call Advanced Carpet Cleaning today at 696-8899. Go with a local company you can trust. Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 696-8899.
A not-so-sweet problem. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. It might be a bit tougher to have honey with your tea in the near future. Today's Wall Street Journal says this past winter saw a steep drop in honeybee colonies, and that also affects some $20 billion of fruit and vegetable harvests, according to the Agriculture Department. The reasons for the drop include parasites, disease, and pesticide exposure. Good news for Walt Disney Company, quarterly net income up 32%, thanks to growth at its theme parks, movie studios, and its cable networks. ESPN led the way with increases in ad revenue and in affiliate revenue from cable networks, but income at ABC, its local channels, and TV studios was down 40%. And Wall Street saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average finish a session over 15,000 for the first time on Tuesday. The blue chips ended the day at 15,056 after an 83-point gain. The S&P 500 also continued its record run, adding 8 points yesterday. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn here in Texas is a living, breathing thing. And right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
626, hey, the weather is brought to you by United Roofing. What a great day. We continue to have really a great week. And a chance of showers, which will make it even better. High temperature today, about 85. Wind's going to pick up, though, today. We're going to have winds up to about 15 to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, 64 is our low. Tomorrow, high of 80, actually for the balance of the weekend, 80. But let's look at the chances of showers. 40% on Thursday, 60% on Thursday night. That's kind of important because A&M is playing in a baseball game series that starts with LSU on Thursday night. 50-50 chance of showers on Friday and Friday night and Saturday. You know, hope they play the baseball, but we need the rain more, to be quite honest with you. Right now, winds are out of the southwest at 6, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 64 degrees.
Stuff, clutter, call it what you like. It can cause a lot of problems, and it can be very hard to get rid of. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
When people talk to a professional organizer about the clutter in their life, what do they talk about?
They tell me about their overwhelm or their paperwork or how the husband can't fit the car in the garage. So time management, overwhelm, too much paper, and not enough room in the garage.
Professional organizer Dorothy Brenninger, author of the book Stuff Your Face or Face Your Stuff, is also one of the organizers on the A&E show Hoarders.
If clutter is difficult for you, I say hooks. Get hooks. Hooks for blow dryers in the bathroom, hooks in the shower for the scrubbies, hooks for clothing for kids, easy to hang up, hooks everywhere, backpacks, you name it. It's quick, it's easy, it's up and off the floor. That's number one.
One big reason people don't get rid of their clutter is they're afraid they're going to need it one day.
Chances are that of the 20 things that you decide you're going to discard in your home, 19 of those things you will never need. Yep, there might be one. But you know what? If you get rid of 19 and keep one, good for you.
And if you need to get rid of something really big,
like a piano that your grandmother has had in her house and your mother had in her house, and you've got it and you don't want it, but you don't want to regret getting rid of it, these are things where you can take a photo of you and the family around the piano, right? Keep the framed photo of you and the family around the piano, and then you can let the piano go. There are things and ways to deal with keeping the memory, but not the item.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new online power outage website at the College Station Utilities showed 5,400 customers without electricity between 5 and 6 yesterday afternoon. The problems caused at the Spring Creek substation remains under investigation. CSU employees went out in the field to redirect electricity along both sides of the freeway. The 5 o'clock hour yesterday afternoon had lots of College Station police officers tied up on two events. One was a crash involving one of their patrol vehicles. This was at the entrance to Walmart off Texas, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Witnesses say someone trying to make a left turn from the Walmart drive to Texas was waved to go ahead around a semi that was blocking their view. That vehicle struck the passenger side of the patrol unit that was on Texas, going with the red light and siren. The officer was not hurt, and the other driver refused medical treatment for minor injuries. At virtually the same time, other officers were in the Southern Plantation neighborhood off Barron Road. They were outside a home on Strasburg Circle, where a young man had threatened himself and his father with a knife. The standoff ended with no one being hurt and the juvenile being arrested for aggravated assault. The president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is more encouraged about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Royce Hickman was among those in the Capitol yesterday, hearing from 14 leaders of the U.S. House and Senate.
Three areas that seem to be getting most of the attention right now are immigration reform, tax reform, and health care reform. There's still a lot of interest from some folks trying to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act, but I think most people have resigned themselves that they need to try to look at the things that are going to hurt the public and hurt businesses and our economy the most and try to do something about those.
Hickman says the one-on-one meetings also resulted in getting a commitment from Senator Ted Cruz to make an appearance at a local chamber function in the future. Brazos County and state health officials are investigating if there's any connection to 8 cases of diarrheal illness linked to E. coli infection. If any common factors are found, county officials say they will determine what actions should be taken to prevent further cases. 5 of the 8 have been confirmed with 1 strain of the bacteria. You can learn more about E. coli on our website with the story at WTAW.com. Anyone with symptoms, which are listed online, is asked to seek medical care. And a Bryan man made 2 trips in and out of jail in 3 days. The latest visit for 19-year-old Alton Harrison Jr. was Monday afternoon, where Bryan High School officials say he violated a criminal trespassing order by trying to catch a ride home on a school bus. That was 2 days after Harrison was arrested and bonded out of jail on a misdemeanor theft charge. Harrison, who is not a Bryan High student, was issued the criminal trespass warning from an incident last November. Last weekend, the Brazos County Sheriff, the department's honor and color guards, and 85 local motorcyclists participated in a statewide tribute to fallen Constable Bryan Bachman. Sheriff Chris Kirk says they're leaving this weekend for a national remembrance.
We'll be taking this same honor guard with us, flying to Washington to participate and honor Bryan. His name is also being inscribed on the memorial wall there, and there'll be a candlelight vigil and very similar services to what we just participated in.
Kirk says the Brazos County Citizen Sheriff's Academy Alumni Association is picking up the $10,000 tab for the trip. Information about making a contribution is available on our website at WTAW.com, along with the sheriff's photos from last weekend's statewide memorial. And with upcoming graduations and Memorial Day weekend around the corner, law enforcement is again reminding motorists about distracted driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says that includes not getting enough sleep before hitting the road.
I was at an accident scene the other day where positive fatigue driving was in play with one of our A&M students. That's something I want to point out, that the kids at least try to get that extra day of rest before they head out to go wherever they need to go to.
Morgan says statewide, the number of crashes from distracted driving rose by 8% last year to more than 90,000. That resulted in 453 deaths, 9% more from the year before. And there's a giant problem for health officials in Houston, and it's a first for Texas: the discovery of a giant African land snail in a woman's backyard. Biologist Marty Martin says these snails carry a parasitic disease called rat lungworm, which is a form of meningitis that can sometimes cause death. Martin says making matters worse is that the snails multiply quickly and there's a danger in picking them up.
Kids just happen to be playing in the wrong place at the wrong time, picking up a snail, not really knowing what the risk is.
Unfortunately, the snail discovered in the woman's backyard got away before it could be captured, which would be the only way to stop it from spreading. In addition to health issues, the snails eat anything, and they can grow to be half a foot wide. WTW News Time is 6:35. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System. Closer to home.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not track.
Over 40% of all deaths are caused by heart disease and stroke. Changing that number is simple. Join the American Heart Association for the Brazos Valley Heart Ball Saturday, June 1st at Marymount Country Club. A night full of fine dining, entertainment by the Karen Chavez Band, raffle, auction, and a presentation by a local heart disease survivor. It's your heart and your life, so take control. Find out more by calling 268-0068.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning. It's 6:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Satellite photos confirming moisture is working its way into the state, and that moisture is going to show up in the form of some cloudiness. We'll go back and forth between intervals of clouds and sunshine today. High is going to be 80 to 85. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms begin developing tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Showers and storms tomorrow night, they may be strong 70. Partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm on Friday, high of 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We're talking Aggie softball, Aggie baseball, and the Brazos Bombers, and also playoff action in the NBA and NHL. All coming up, and we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, we'll talk to Bill Flores 7:30, about an hour. You know, they're gonna talk Benghazi some more. We're not done here. And the thing that's kind of interesting about that is, I don't know if you remember the lady who was the Secretary of State. I forget her name. She's from Arkansas. You know, there's some thought that she might run for president. president.
They named an airport after her, didn't they?
They did, a matter of fact, she and her husband. A matter of fact, there's a real good chance that she's going to run for president. Now, is anybody going to remember all this stuff when she decides to run for president?
It depends on where it goes.
And what you know, what news channel you're looking at.
Yeah, that's probably true.
If this sweater unravels to the point that some say it will, she's going down. She's not going to be the president.
The thing is, she is the most dominant politician in the Democrat Party right now, I believe. You know, I think if you were talking today, the nomination would be hers if she wanted it. But you're right. We'll see what happens. And again, it'll be politicized. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But nonetheless, it'll be interesting to see what they dig up in this next group of hearings that'll start up this week. And they have to work so hard because, you know, they've got another another vacation coming up in 3 weeks. I mean, think about this. I mean, really, guys, how long do we have to work before we've got our next vacation? They're just coming off a vacation, and they got 3 arduous weeks that they have to go through, and then they'll be back to work.
Hello?
Oh, hi, it's General Manager Ben Downs.
Oh.
Area Man.
It is Area Man. I'm standing here at the corner of C and 2nd Street in our nation's capital, where everything is done and everyone knows everything.
How
so it's
exciting.
Pretty spectacular. Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, you just kind of feel it run through your body, don't you, Kat?
Yeah, just watch out. One time I fell down the Capitol stairs.
Oh, the Capitol. Actually, the Capitol steps. She fell down the Capitol steps.
Fell down in front of it. So don't do that, Mr. Downs. Well, it'll be bad for your knee.
Ben has sat down in front of the Capitol steps.
It's better than falling down in a short skirt.
Never mind.
Well, I guess. It didn't bother me that time I did it, but you know, it is a nice visit we're having here with the Chamber of Commerce. I did get to see, though, something I haven't seen since Christmas time.
What?
The women in the room when Paul Ryan came in.
Did they swoon?
Oh my gosh! I haven't seen anything. The last time, a garbage truck coming by.
That's all right.
I thought women always swooned in your presence, Ben Downs.
It was the last time I saw anything like that was during one of the Santa gigs. You know, oh my gosh, Santa's here! And it was kind of that same way. I finally, at the end, said, are there any more women in the delegation who need their picture taken with Paul Ryan before he leaves and goes back to work? I admit, I was a little put out by the whole thing.
Were you feeling a little bit jealous?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I wasn't born an attractive man, but, you know, good grief, I wasn't, you know, chopped liver either, so I don't... It was really something. I mean, honest to gosh, I said, when I said that, 3 of the women who had already had their picture made said, we need to.
They didn't realize it was a joke?
Do what?
They didn't realize it was a joke?
Oh, no, it wasn't a joke to them, trust me. It was considered an opportunity for fresh meat. That's all I could figure out. But now, Ryan had everybody swooning.
Yeah,
it was pretty spectacular.
Your use of the phrase, oh, look, Santa's here, is reminiscent of the way Republican leadership felt when he got on the ticket last year. Didn't work out so well, but never mind. So anyway,
during his presentation to us, he did say that, you know, this isn't the way we wanted to go. Mitt and I expected to win, and I heard sniffles from the room. So, I know.
It was a sad time for many, many people.
Eric Cantor came back in and got a mini swoon. I think, Scott, and this is bad for you and me, but I think the key to it, I think to Republican Party politics, is a full head of hair. That's all I can find. So, Kevin, we're all done.
No, but see, Mr. Downs, you're tall enough that most people won't be able to see the top of your head. Have you ever thought about that?
Eventually, I do drop something, and then the magic is gone, Kat.
While I have you on the phone, have you gotten a chance to look at Politico this morning?
No. I saw yesterday Ted Cruz was in the Hill.
Yeah.
And he came to our meeting, and I asked him, I said, how does it feel to be a lightning rod and a rock star all at the same time? He smiled.
Yeah.
That was all.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. How did you let this guy in?
Yeah, really.
What's in Politico?
It has to do with the Federal Communications Commission. You might enjoy reading that this morning.
Oh, What is it about our fantastic new chairman?
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, sorry. I just thought if you were sitting around and had nothing to do, you might want to read that little, you know, little inside stuff. Hey, Mark Sanford's got a gig again. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah,
who knew?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, when you go off to a foreign country and you visit, you probably get insights that you wouldn't have had when you were just the governor.
International relations, I think, is what caused all of this.
Yes, I think that's probably right. So now, so today you have more meetings with important people.
Yeah, we'll see. No, we actually do. We do. We have, and because I love you guys as much as I do, I'll be.
Did you bring in a shampoo?
I do have shampoo for you, Kat. No, actually, I have body lotion and soap today. And the shampoo did not get restocked, and I don't think you want to have used tubes. So
yeah,
it's just,
that's just nasty.
Way, yeah, it's I wouldn't put it that way. I mean, I was the one who used it. But,
yeah, but it'll leak out in your suitcase. Nobody wants that.
No, but we do have some visits. We start with Kay Granger. We have John Carter today. We have... Brady a little bit later, and we had, honest to gosh, we had pretty much all of yesterday with Congressman Flores. Congressman Flores' office put together 14 of these guys to come talk to us. We had Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, and we had Senator Cornyn. We had the two rock stars that were there. We had the head of the Agriculture Committee, and that was really good. We had the majority whip and the majority leader all come visit with us yesterday. I mean, it was really good. I wish McCarthy could come speak to us sometime. He is probably the most entertaining political speaker I've ever heard. He's just natural at pulling off the one-liners. He has great pauses. He's pretty good speaker. He makes his point well.
Well, again, we have a congressman who knows him, so that could be he'd be a good chamber banquet guy.
He would be. It's all buzzards. But anyway, Congressman Flores, we really can't thank him enough. He went to dinner with us last night, and we chatted about things and all of that stuff. And
how is the Popeye's chicken there?
It's really good. Yeah. Although some of us did try a famous bowl at your recommendation.
Yeah,
it's good.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
That was what I heard back. It was really good stuff.
Well, excellent.
But it's been a good trip, and not over yet. We've got another 2 days to go. We have another day of visiting with people actually on Capitol Hill in their offices today to talk about the issues in Bryan College Station. And then on Thursday, the rest of the group kind of starts getting back. I will be back tomorrow, so clean the station up before I get there, okay?
We'll do that. The party will be over. We'll have all the beer out of the fridge. All right.
I'll leave one.
Okay,
one.
I'll do that. It's Ben Downs from D.C. Thank you.
Yes. Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 11th, it's Deer Nutrition. Learn about improving genetics and take your wildlife nutrition program to a new level. Feeding programs and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our backyards or our retreats are our places to get away from hubbub and hassles. That assumes, of course, that we prepared those family spaces properly. I have some tips to help you maximize your enjoyment of your patio and backyard. I'll be back with details after this message. Get all four of our 15-by-30-inch heavy cardstock full-color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas, 100 best annuals for Texas, 120 best perennials for Texas, and all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW.
952-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your landscape. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy a garden while staying a responsible Texan. Use a watering can instead of a hose to water your plants. Choose water-conscious plants adapted to our area. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com.
If you're trying to improve your patio to make it a more enjoyable place, start by defining the area of your retreat. You need to identify where the patio is or where it should be, and how much of the area that surrounds it will need to be developed. When you and your family move outdoors for the summer, you're moving into a room. Just as you assign different areas of your indoors to being specific rooms, you need to do that with your landscape as well. Your patio may be adjacent to your back door, or it might be at a remote site on a slope or next to a stream bed. That's your job to determine. Provide some form of privacy. Unless you overlook a lake or a mountainside, you probably don't want to see what's behind or beside you. Sure, you can erect a tall fence for that screen, and that may indeed be the best way. However, consider dense and tall shrubs. Best of the bunch, Nellie R. Stevens Holly, Mary Nell Holly, Oakland Holly, Yopon Holly in shrub form, and maybe Japanese ligustrum. It's winter tender in extreme cold, and it's pretty invasive. The invasive plant people aren't too thrilled with recommendations of that one. Old Chinese photinias are pretty good, but stay away from red-tip photinias in your screen, and stay way away from golden bamboo. It's too invasive. It's horrible. Provide a good surface. If you're going to be walking, dining, or dancing the polka on your patio, it's going to have a smooth surface. Concrete is an option, but consider a specialized concrete like stamped, patterned, or some other type of special form. Interlocking paving stones are spectacular, or you could use hard-fired brick pavers. Epoxy-coated stones are attractive. Decks are certainly an option, especially on sloping areas. And you want to figure 100 to 200 square feet per family member as you lay out the space. Provide shade and other forms of cooling. You're expecting people to spend time out of doors on the patio. If you expect them to do so during the summer, you'd better be adding some type of shade. Whether it's a patio roof or an arbor or a nice shade tree to the side, shadows are a lot cooler than sunbeams come summertime. The cover, if you choose one, shouldn't stop the flow of air across the patio. Shade trees, should that be your direction, should be tidy. Large crepe myrtles, for example, are excellent for smaller spaces, but you'll need to plant them far enough out so the flowers don't drop all over the patio all summer long. Eliminate pests that want to share the same space. If it's your brother-in-law, change the locks, don't answer the phone. But if it's mosquitoes, there are some fogging devices that put out citronella products that can help. Or you can also put a fan in, and that will move the air around, and that will help as well. Use container plants, good patio furniture, kitchens. Oh, I'm Neil Sperry. Dazzling Daisies in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The ninth-seeded Texas A&M softball team is set to face number 8-seed Alabama in the play-in game in the Aggies' first-ever SEC tournament appearance. That's today, 3 o'clock, and all the action is on the Zone HD. Now, the winner of the A&M-Alabama game will play the number 1-seed Florida in the quarterfinals round. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Each of this week's games will be on the ESPN networks. But again, you can listen to all the games live in the SEC tournament on the Zone HD3. Number 14, Texas A&M softball placed two student athletes on the All-SEC team. Senior Mel Dumasich was named second team All-SEC as a utility player, and freshman Callie Lamphere was tabbed as a freshman All-SEC for the same position. USA Basketball has invited Texas A&M freshman Courtney Walker to try out for the Under-19 World Championship team. The trials to select 12 members of the USA squad will be held May 16th through the 19th at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The 5'8" guard from Edmonton, Oklahoma, was surprised and honored to accept the invitation. If Walker is successful in making the team, she will begin her training camp in June. From the Eagle this morning, the Brazos Christian baseball team will make it back to the state tournament without swinging a bat. Yesterday afternoon, the Eagles got a call from Legacy Christian saying they had to forfeit the game for playing with two ineligible players. The team from San Antonio that Legacy beat declined to take their place in the regional round. So with all that said, Brazos Christian Eagles advanced to the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools semifinal in Waco, and that happens next week. The Brazos Valley Bombers have signed Aggie freshman Hunter Melton to the Texas Collegiate League's roster for this season. Melton leads the Aggies in home runs and slugging percentages. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the New York Knicks and Memphis Grizzlies won last night's NBA playoff games. Carmelo Anthony scored 32 points while the Knicks were reeling off a 30-2 run in the second half of the, get this now, 105-79 rout of Indiana in the playoffs. That knots the series at one game apiece. Here's Melo after the blowout.
I think we played with a sense of urgency today. I think the big key of the game was stopping them and getting out in transition, you know, getting some easy baskets, and just being patient out there today. I think that was the most important thing.
On to other NBA games now. Mike Conley put up 26 points, 10 rebounds, and one assist in the Oklahoma City-Memphis matchup.
Sepulosa drives through the lane, kicks it out to the top, intercepted by Allen. He'll break free into the front court, and he'll go to the rim for a two-handed jam. 3.2 seconds remaining. Fans are going to boo it. I don't blame them, but it's a 99-90 Grizzly lead.
And it finished out 99-93 with a long three-pointer to finish the game out. The San Antonio Spurs will try to go up 2-0 tonight in Game 2 of their second-round series against the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs overcame Stephen Curry's 44 points to beat the Warriors in double overtime Monday. Manu Ginobili said yesterday that they got, quote, some big shots that got us the win, but not sure if we deserved it. On now to the NHL and Stanley Cup. The San Jose Sharks are the first NHL team to reach the conference semifinals, but it took overtime to do it.
Lead for Thornton across the line. He moves in, he shoots right on net, save eight, rebound, follow, score! Patrick Marleau does it again! He scores the series winner in overtime on the power play at 13-18. The Sharks win 4-3.
Also on the ice, the New York Islanders beat Pittsburgh 6-4 to even their series at two games at all. Ottawa has a 3-1 series lead following the 3-2 overtime win against Montreal. And Chicago blanked Minnesota 3-0, and they go up 3-1 in that series. Yansky Betancourt's 8 home runs of the season helped the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Texas Rangers in Major League Baseball yesterday 6-3. And the Astros finally won one.
There goes Altuve from first. This pitch is driven deep to left field. Chuck is going back, and he'll watch that one go. A 3-run home run for Chris Carter, and the Astros take a 6-3 lead.
Carter's 3-run dinger lifted the Astros to a 7-6 win over the Los Angeles Angels last night. Jose Altuve also homered, and Jimmy Padre added an RBI as the Astros ended a 6-game losing streak. And finally, from across the pond, Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson is retiring at the end of the season, bringing an end to more than 26 trophy-filled years with the club. Quote, "The decision to retire is one that I have thought about a great deal and one that I have not taken lightly." The club did not immediately announce the successor since taking charge at Old Trafford in 1986. Ferguson has established himself as the most successful manager in British soccer history, making the Manchester United franchise the most expensive and profitable in the world. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's the RV Station pre-Memorial Day sale, because, you know, you might really want to have some place to go camping this Memorial Day. And so now, through May the 25th, you can save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. Of course, you already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the best brands. But during this pre-Memorial Day sale going on from now through May the 25th, you can save thousands more. You can get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, just $59,995. That is $20,600 off MSRP. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28BHS? It's just $191 a month. Sale price is $19,995, 10% down. Your APR is 5.99%, and that's a 44-month payments with approved credit. The event, again, absolutely ends on May the 25th, so don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams. It's RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. You can shop more than 250 campers online at rvstationonline.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of